This poem is called The Trouble Within. It's four letters, four words, not three. The Trouble Within. Someone told me once, who was teaching English as a second language, that the thing that gave away non-native speakers, however excellent their accents were, however well-tutored they were in vocabulary, what gave them away was not the big vocabulary words, it was the prepositions. It was how they use things. I mean, you know, like when you use, these aren't exactly prepositions in this usage, they act as adverbs in a sense, but that, like, all those words you can put after the word hold, like hold in, hold forth, hold to, hold off. I mean, there are a million different things, but just that little word changes everything, right? And those are all the little sort of colloquial things that amount to native understanding. So I got obsessed with prepositions for a while with this apologia. The trouble within. In English, we're in trouble. Love's a place we fall into, so sooner or later they ask, how deep? Time is a measure of extent, so sooner or later they ask how long. We keep some comforters inside a box, the heart inside a chest. But still it's there, the trouble with the dark accumulates the most. The end of life is said to be a boat to a tropic, good or bad. The suitor wants to size up what he's getting into, so he gets her measurements. But how much is enough? The best man cannot help him out. He's given to his own uncomfortable cummerbund. Inside the mirror, several bridesmaids look and look in the worst half light. Too long, too little, not enough alike. And who can stand to be made up for good? And who can face being adored? I swear there is no frame that I would keep you in. I didn't love a shape and find you fit it. Every day your sight was a surprise. You made my taste, made sense, made eyes. But when you set me up in high esteem, I was a star that's bound in time to fall. The bounds, the sorrow of the song. I loved you to no end. And when you said so far, I knew the idiom. It meant so long.